Video, CNN focus group rejects Joe Biden as 2020 candidate. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 5, 2019. A CNN focus group of six potential Democrat voters unanimously rejected former Vice President Joe Biden as a potential 2020 Democratic presidential nominee. The anchor for CNN's New Day, Allison Camerota, asked the group to give a show of hands on how many people supported Biden as a 2020 presidential candidate. Not one person out of the group of six Democrats decided to raise their hand, according to the video provided by CNN's New Day. The Democrats surveyed by CNN at the news station's New York City Bureau said they did not support Biden because they wanted a Democrat candidate with a more progressive bent. "I think we need a bold, strong leadership, and you'll find that in the progressives," one potential Democrat voter, Carol Evans, said. "We had the standard bearer for the kind of pragmatic centrist candidate in Hillary Clinton in 2016, and Donald Trump is now president. He is not your average political candidate. So we really need to try to think outside the box because, you know, it seems like the dude is made of rubber. Anything you throw at him just bounces off, there's nothing that sticks," said focus group member Michael Malizitz. "I don't think Joe Biden represents that new thing that we need. We need a new economy, we need new politics, and we need someone different," Democrat Owen Evans added. The CNN focus group is not the first to take aim at Biden. The Huffington Post criticized Biden on Wednesday for promoting policies favored by the corporate elite. Although Biden has taken the lead among 2020 Democrats in recent polls, he may have to answer to some explosive revelations that may cause his critics to sour on him even more, including a $1.5 billion deal he and his son Hunter made with the Chinese government-backed Bank of China. Biden and his son inked the deal just 10 days after the vice president and his son returned from a trip to China aboard Air Force Two. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Peter Schweitzer, in his book Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, detailed how Biden may have helped Hunter secure the $1.5 billion deal with a China-based investment firm that had ties to a Chinese atomic energy company indicted for nuclear power conspiracy against the United States.